Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Tonight's show is all about sex appeal. Just like Sophia Loren said, sex appeal is 50% of what you've got and 50% of what people think you've got. Here to share tips on all things sexy is Robin Anton, founder of the Pussycat Dolls, choreographer, producer, director, designer, entrepreneur, and all-around sex-positive bombshell. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show and for supporting my sponsors. You know, Fleshlight, it's the number one sex toy for men, and it's probably the only one you need. Because let me tell you about this. Okay, how's this? Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner? The Fleshlight simulates the sensations of sex. It's a male masturbation slave, so you have other options just using your hand. And let me be honest, what if you could use something other than your hand every other time you masturbate? Okay, you're like, I've got my hand, what do I need it? But what if I told you that it felt amazing? It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal, and many people think it feels better than sex. Not that you'll never want sex again, but it's just something to mix it up. It's body safe, easy to use, clean, durable, all that stuff. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner. You're going to love it. Thanks for listening to the show.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, because I give a goddamn email every week. It's really interesting. Anderson, you get my email.
I get your goddamn email.
I give good email. People, it's so weird, because I just came back from Las Vegas, which I will get to in a moment, and people are like, oh, I read your email. And I hear this all the time. I like your emails. And like, you don't think anyone reads your goddamn emails, but I send weekly emails, and they are chock full of information to help you have the sex life and the relationship that you want, which is why I'm on the planet. Hi, Anderson.
Is that why God put you on the planet?
I
was
think
to
so.
Make people
I mean,
bang
what else
better?
Am I doing? That's what I'm doing. Not myself, per se, but I got from Las Vegas. So I go to this conference twice a year. It's called the International Lingerie Show, right? It's all like sex toys and lingerie, yes?
Just let's be old for a second and talk about weather, because it was 194 degrees here.
Yes.
Was it like 300 degrees in Vegas?
I don't know, because the thing about this conference is it's so intense, we never leave the hotel, not once. I told my assistants this, I'm like, we're never going to leave. Like, I'll bring your bathing suit, whatever, but and then it's friggin' freezing in the hotel. Not once. You're there. It's like work. It's sex toy work. We're feeling out toys all day, but it's still friggin'
you're like literally manipulating and feeling out
literally.
And squeezing
everyone
toys.
Everyone check out my Instagram, Sex with Emily, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Like me on Facebook. I've got lots of pictures. I felt out toys.
If you ever had a daughter.
Yes.
She would
be horrified?
Inevitably show up to school like third grade and be like, I want to show and tell today
exactly.
What my mommy does for a living. You wouldn't know, but she'd sneak out like some kind of vibrator and you'd
God
be horrified.
Knows. It wouldn't be hard. God
no
knows
daughters.
All over my house.
No daughters.
No daughters for me. Exactly. Like my nieces can't even like talk to me. And now they're at the age to Google me, as you know, which isn't great. But I was in Vegas and it's, you know, I love going every year. It's twice a year and they have this sex toy show. And so we, you know, we went and we, yeah, we tried out sex toys. We talked to a bunch of people. And it was so funny because I went with my, with Lauren, my assistant and intern Madison, who'd never been before. And I was like, yeah, it's, you know, we go around, we talk to our sponsors and we try out new toys, get new toys. And some people are really nice. They give us some toys to try right when we're there. And we walk in and we go right to the Vibratex booth. They own Magic Wand. And I saw Eddie, my friend, there. And he's like, hey. And then Madison was like, oh, that's the top of my dream list. And he just handed us over all Magic Wands, which, you know, is like the Mack truck of all vibrators. And it was like from there, it was just like you knew it was going to be a success. And then we just came home. So then we're driving.
So that's the real reason why you guys never went out.
What?
Never like left the hotel.
No, yeah. No, we didn't do that. I wish it was that interesting. And you know what? Another interesting thing you brought up, speaking of not doing anything interesting in a hotel room, is that I've been to this conference, I don't know, 10, 12 times. I've never once hooked up with anybody. Never had sex, never even made, there's nothing.
How would you need to? You have the Mac Daddy of all vibrators.
Well, exactly.
In your back
but I'm trying to masturbate. So my friend Brian, who's there, he's like, he runs Oh My Bod, that company that makes the vibrators that sync with your phone, whatever. And he's like, that's not possible. And he was talking to everyone. He's like, do you believe this is impossible? So then he said to me, okay. And I was telling him that, you know, I never ask guys out. I never approach them, as I've been saying on the show, that it's probably something I could learn to do. And he's like, okay, I'm going to time you. Just go up to someone random and ask them to have sex with you, and we'll see how long, like, see what happens. Like,
that's a cruel joke for whoever you target.
It was actually really funny. So I went up to this guy, and I was like, and I was nervous because I've never, I mean, I know it was a joke kind of, but I never even approached
him. How'd you pick him?
He's tall and cute, really cute, tall, cute guy. And I went up to him, and I was like, hi, do you want to have sex tonight? And he said, yeah, yes, I would. And my friend was hysterical on the floor because he's like, I couldn't even, it was a millisecond. I couldn't even press start.
Was this surprising to you at all?
No, we were in Vegas, but it was funny. It was good times. And then we came home from Vegas. No, it was really funny. And then the other guy I went up to, I kind of knew him. He's like, I've already had sex with you 5 times in my mind in the last hour. So the people were very enthusiastic when I was next to me. But long story short, I didn't have any sex. Yeah, but it wasn't about that.
You know what? For the sake of the show, just say you banged all weekend.
I banged all weekend. No, it's not like I haven't banged, but not in Vegas. And then we drove home. It was hysterical because I had my Mini Cooper, and there was 3 of us, and we had tripled. You know, we already had like a million shoes and dresses, mostly mine. We came home with a truck load, a Mini Cooper load full of sex toys. We couldn't see out the window. It was like
I was
sex
about
toys.
To ask you, why the fuck would you ever drive to Vegas and back? But you just answered my question.
Well, because it's always coming with a goddamn sex toy.
Yeah, you can't. I can't imagine going through security.
But when I lived
that.
In San Francisco, I had to fly to the show because whatever. It's 4 hours. It's easy. I can bring all my shoes and all my sex toys home.
Shoes and vibrators. Let's
exactly.
go to Vegas.
Exactly. So it was a great day. So it was a great week, and I'm exhausted, but I'm so. I'm actually not. I'm very energized.
No, you look fresh. You look happy. You look ready to go.
I'm so excited. My guest tonight is Robin Anton, and
I love that.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
She's friggin' beautiful, hot. She is the founder of the Pussycat Dolls, choreographer, producer, director, designer, entrepreneur. All around sex positive bombshell. And tonight we're going to talk about what's sexy and her rooftop dance series in Los Angeles, which I totally want to go to.
You better be there.
Dude, I need something new in LA to like.
You're coming.
Done. I'm there.
Hot.
I love it.
It's sexy. I will definitely tell you about that. But I have to say first, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, of course.
Here, I've been wanting to do this for so long, and I love you, and I love your show, and I love everything
you.
About you. And it's so funny listening to you because I'm sitting here thinking, God, you and I are really, we have a lot in common.
We do? You go to Vegas and don't get laid
okay,
either?
So Vegas, first of all, I have the same exact experiences. I have had Pussycat Dolls there for 10 years.
Right.
And I've never, it just has never happened like
right,
that.
Because
you're
busy, you're working
I'm
too,
I'm working.
Right?
I'm like going in my hotel and everyone's like out partying all night. I'm like,
yeah.
No, that's not, it's just, that's not my
up,
thing
but,
there.
Right.
Yeah. And everyone's, I mean, it's, I have a totally different kind of thing happening there. And no daughters, but everyone always says the same thing. If you had a daughter, you'd be in trouble.
Right, exactly.
My niece, Jonathan, my brother Jonathan's daughter.
That's so funny.
I know. Yeah. But his daughter, Josie, is a pussycat doll, and she's only 7, and she is the sexiest little thing. She walks around in her little outfits and does
genetic.
Exactly. Yeah, and so everyone's like, she's like, my Aunt Robin is a pussycat doll. I'm like,
that's so cute.
I don't know if that's good, but it is. You know,
I know.
Yeah.
My brother, when they were in town, my nieces, I have 3 nieces, and he was like, clear out your house. They're not coming over. They're like, be careful. Because one time my niece, when she was 11, slept at my house when I lived in San Francisco. And she slept over, and I had all these sex, like I have every sex book on the planet.
I mean,
and it was on the shelf, but like I have a house, like she wasn't necessarily in the living room. The next day she got back to the hotel room because they were staying in San Francisco, and she goes, Mommy, Daddy, why does every book on Aunt Emily's shelf have the word sex in the title? And then she's reciting the names. Like, what's homos? What's cunnilingus? I'm like, oh, God.
That is incredible.
I know, but it's fun being an aunt, right?
It is. And, I mean, you know, listen, she watches the girls and you know, when we do the very sexy choreography and the girls, like, you know, in the sexy version of the Pussycat Dolls, which is the original version, girls, you know, bending over and doing, like, really
so
sexy.
Hot.
And things that we love doing, right?
Right, totally.
You know, and there's little Josie, you know, copying all these moves, and we're like, yikes! But it's
that
you know,
is so
she's,
funny.
Yeah,
so
she's a good
she,
girl.
But she knows all about. I mean, she's watching. Oh my God!
Absolutely.
That is the best
yeah,
dance I
yeah,
have. I'm
yeah.
just like, I just do something that they don't really understand yet. And they
I mean, your thing is definitely on another level of you know,
no,
your niece is walking around going, "What is this?
What
and
is cunnilingus,
yeah,
mommy?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus, she's 11. It's really bad."
Did she actually pick up the toys and like?
No, the toys are hidden. I've actually made it. The toys are very well up, very
okay.
well hidden.
Okay.
That has not happened
yeah.
yet. Thank
well, we,
God.
We all hide our toys, right?
Right? Kind do you like toys?
I mean, let me. Okay, so I'll be honest. I do, but I don't really use them that much. To tell you the
no?
truth,
okay.
no, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I like you know the real.
You like
thing.
The real thing? No,
yeah.
I got it. I got
you know?
It. A lot of people, you know, it's a bit.
Yeah,
it's part of my business. I
got
to go
is.
Feel out toys,
and,
but some people are into them. Some people
and
aren't.
It's a huge.
No pun intended, right.
Business.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's incredible.
Big business. So
yeah.
I get to see, you know, what's going on in the world.
But, absolutely.
Okay, so.
I want to make a blow-up Pussycat doll.
You should. That would probably. You could do
right?
a fleshlight Pussycat doll for each one of the flesh. Do you know the face? Do you know what the fleshlight is, right? It's the male masturbation sleeve. It looks like
oh.
a flashlight.
Oh, my God. I don't.
It's in a can. Well, you don't, it's okay if you don't know. You're, you don't need to know.
So bad.
You don't need to know.
I'm learning
you're
right
learning
now.
You're learning so much.
Yeah.
Right? I should have brought
yeah.
one. No, but
oh,
they
yes,
make
please.
Them. They also, which I didn't mention, that they make them. If there's a certain porn star you like, you could buy like Jenna Hayes or Caden Cross. You could buy it. They mold it in their vagina.
I have it. No. Oh
so
my God.
So if your
God.
Pussycat girls wanted to get their vaginas molded,
yeah.
they get to, it's a good revenue stream.
All right, Charles. Nicole.
You never know if things don't work out or
yeah,
whatever. They
exactly.
want to get molded. Fleshlight will take
yes.
them. Okay, so let's talk about this. So you've been very successful with everything that you've done, really, mm. creating the popular girl groups like Pussycat Dolls, Girlicious, and you have a great eye for what is sexy. So how do you,
you.
Is it, how do you go about picking the girls like and helping them become pop idols? Is it that you just see something in them or do they already have it? Like, can you teach that? I need to know.
You know, I think it's one of those things that, I mean, just as a woman, and this is like, you know, this is what girls talk about.
Right.
You know, it's something that we all want to be. I have had many different types of girls that I've worked with, you know, that I've auditioned, that I've been around, that that are maybe fantastic singers, you know, incredible dancers, beautiful, the whole package. But then there's that confidence thing that when they get on stage, they kind of, it's, you know, sometimes it can, I think the experience and you know, working very hard
right.
at relaxing can bring out
right.
the thing that we have naturally, which
exactly.
is that sex appeal. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's sometimes just getting on that stage can cover that up.
Can dampen
and,
it for them.
Yeah.
So then it can, but then, but
I think
what,
we all
going?
Have it. I think that my point
so
is
you,
we all have, I always say inside every woman is a Pussycat doll.
See, I love that
yeah.
because one of the reasons why I think this would be so great for you to talk about this is because one of the biggest killers for women and men is that, you know, women don't feel sexy in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
They,
exactly.
they gain weight after childbirth.
Yeah.
They don't feel good about their body. They never felt good about it. They don't have confidence.
It's
and
confidence.
Same with men. I'm like, confidence, number one mm-hmm. aphrodisiac. You're like, what do you mean by that? How do I get the confidence?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like speaking to a woman who doesn't, even, you know, you don't, you probably have friends that are like beautiful. I mean, they're like, I'm so fat. I'm so,
exactly.
and you're like, please. So like, what do you.
Well, it's, and it all almost is the same thing. I mean, like the bedroom is, you know, it's. Having sex, it's like performing, you know
right.
what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
it's all the same thing because you can walk around and maybe act like you have that confidence and, you know, girls can put on makeup and they put on, you know, a hot dress and they do all that, you know what I mean? They may walk around like they feel it, but then as soon as, like you're saying, they get in the bedroom, they may lose that confidence because they have to show their body and they realize that this is the moment that
right.
I'm going to really expose myself. And so I think that, you know, obviously, I mean, it's taking care of yourself and doing as much as you possibly can do and accept that this is what I have. This is
right.
me. This is what I've, you know, what everyone is. I feel like even when you see, you know, girls in magazines that are like, you know, skinny or whatever,
right.
it's like, No one is absolutely perfect. I mean,
everyone's got
their
thing.
Down to it. Everyone's got their thing.
Everyone's
you know?
Got their and thing that they don't like about themselves.
Yeah.
But you got to celebrate what you do have
exactly.
and what you do going for you.
Because there's so many, you know, young girls that I think that it can be dangerous when they are always looking at these, you know, skinny girls in magazines and they want so bad to be that. And that's, they need to understand that, you know, you're not everyone's born with that. So
right.
you can, you're either that or you're not, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But yes, you can work. I work so hard to try to feel confident. You
really?
Know what I mean?
So you didn't, because you're beautiful.
Sometimes
you came in, you're very sexy. I know. Sometimes we wake up,
yeah,
right? We don't wake up like this, but. But how do you, when you were younger, did you go through a phase or did you always sort of
have are you kidding me? So many phases. I mean, I went through like, you know, everything from my, you know, skin, you know, I mean, literally like.
Acne, whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Like I mean, you know, I've been dancing pretty much my whole life. So I definitely, my body, maybe I go through the skinny stage and then a little bit more round and I've always had the booty
right.
and the whole thing. But like, I know what to do
right.
to continue to have the body that I can accept and that I feel good about, you
right.
know, but I do know that, yes, I would rather be taller and skinnier and this and
longer
that, you know
legs,
what I mean?
Right.
And everything, you know, but
you do have to do things. I think that's a really good point. Like, we all know what makes us feel good. Like, I know, like, I need to work. People hate working out, though. But, like, I actually need it. I mean, it wasn't like that when I was younger, but it was, like, the endorphins and the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
like, people are like, I hate it. But it's the kind of thing you can do it. You find what you like. It doesn't have to be. It could be your dance class. It doesn't have to be the gym.
Exactly. All I do is dance. That's all I do.
Do you dance at home? Like,
I don't get up and I'm like dancing.
Exactly. Like, brushing teeth. You're like dancing.
Sometimes, I'll get in bed and I'll just start stretching and like
right.
doing all kinds of, you know, just different things, like literally like in bed, you know, and it does work because you wake up and you feel like I do sit-ups in bed. I stretch, you know, do like all kinds
of
different
smart.
Stretches.
That's so smart. Sit-ups
yeah.
where you leave bed. So at least
exactly.
you know you worked out.
Work out in bed.
I love
right?
this.
That's my next DVD.
Really?
Well,
it's smart, actually.
It's definitely a part of it. It is. No, I mean, I've been talking about that concept forever to make it a part of it because I'm doing a third one.
Yeah, you burn calories during sex.
Yeah, and but, you know, dancing is so good for your body, and that's why I do that religiously. And, you know, sometimes the weights can bulk you up, but everybody's different.
Right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True. You got to find your thing
yes.
that makes you feel good, because just moving, just walking, just getting out,
yes.
walking feels good. You just got to like, and then you'll start to know how your body works.
You have
and
to
love
come
your
to
body.
My dance class. It is going to be so much fun, and it's sexy, and it's easy. It's honestly,
oh, good.
It's very easy. The way that there's a guy named Ben Allen who I'm partnering up with, and he has a company called Groove 3, and it's so much fun. He really he's the one that came up with this formula on how to teach non-dancers, literally people who have never, ever, ever danced in their lives. And he came up with this way to really teach anyone how to dance.
But
and
you I do that. You
well,
can do
I
that
do
too.
That too.
Okay.
So I have my way that it really works.
Right.
And he has his, and we came together, and it just is this
fun.
Like perfect team, perfect combination. And I bring the sex, you know, and
right.
he has his, like, you know, I have my hip hop flair too, and he's got his. So we kind of just combine it all.
That is
and
so
yeah,
fun.
And
it's open. It's like a dance class. You'll sign up and.
Yeah. So you, there's, you just go to www.groove. It's GROOV. And then just the number 3.
Okay.
.com. And
we'll have this on our site as well.
Yes. And that's where you can buy tickets and get info.
Okay,
and it's
I'm
Monday
so
the 22nd. Yes.
I'm
7:30.
I'm in. Yeah. I can't wait. You
yes.
teach my dance.
Oh,
I love
you're going to love it. It's
okay,
so fun.
I
yeah,
love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a call coming in. Line
oh, okay.
one is Noelle. Hi, Noelle. You're on Sex with Emily with Robin
hi.
Anton. How are you, Noelle, from Los Angeles?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you for calling. What's going
hi,
on?
Hi, Noelle. I love your name.
Thank you. So I saw Robin tweeted, so I had to call in because I'm such a huge fan.
Really?
And
why? Why are you a fan of mine?
Well, everything you do. I mean, I'm not a dancer, but I want to be a dancer. So
you're in
I
LA. Come to
all
the
your girls.
Okay.
And it's so inspirational. I love everything you do.
Okay, you need to come to my dance class.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. Just like, but.
You're coming.
But I need to know why you have not jumped in to the lead role of Pussycat Doll.
Oh, my God. That is not what I expected. Because, first of all, I'm not a singer. And I'm obsessed with singing, and that's why everyone else sings. I can definitely dance, I would say, I can dance circles around all those
right
bitches.
Yeah, because you get bitches, right?
All those girls. I dance. You know, I take dance class every single day, unlike a lot of dancers out there. So that part is the easy part. But you know, also they're all 12, and I'm not. So, but I will be performing soon at some point.
Ooh.
Come to my dance class. You'll see me dance.
We're going to go on this 22nd, Noelle.
Yes. And it's...
Yeah, I'm in the Valley, so I'm going to try to make it out.
Oh, you've got to make it.
Oh, my God, you're a Valley girl. I'm a Valley girl.
Are you? Okay. Yes. Well, thanks, Noelle.
Thank you, Noelle.
Bye. Okay, we'll take the next call because we got another one coming in. We've got Edward in West Hollywood.
Ooh.
Hey, Edward, you're on Sex with Emily with Robin Anton.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Edward.
Edward, what's up?
So my question's for Robin. I'm a huge fan.
Aww.
And have followed basically the Pussycat Dolls since the first album and actually before, from like the Charlie's Angels, the sequel.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A lot of people don't
even
know that.
I'm like diehard.
Wow, you really are.
So excited to be talking to you.
Yay. Thank you, Edward.
So my question is, who are some of the females that have inspired you or that you've looked up to?
Oh, God, there's a million. Okay, not a million. That's a lie.
We'd be around.
There's two. okay. Here's a good one. And it's funny because I actually do say her a lot, but last night, Edward? I'll ask you too, and Emily. Did you watch Jimmy Fallon last night?
No, I was driving back from Vegas.
So Gwen Stefani was on, who is one of my huge inspirations forever. She happens to be a friend of mine because I had her as a guest Pussycat Doll kind of back in the day at the Roxy.
Yeah, no, you worked with her, right?
Yeah, and then I ended up working with her, became friends, and she's just the most amazing girl. So I've always said that she's someone that inspires me, but I happened to just be watching Jimmy Fallon last night. Actually, watch it every night. Love Jimmy. And Gwen was on, so they were doing the lip sync challenge.
Okay. Oh, but so I
which
love
is
the lip sync
so,
challenge.
It's the best thing ever. I mean,
ever.
No, it's so funny.
Emma Stone was hilarious. Did you see that one? Okay, but go ahead.
No, yeah. I know. They're so...
It's amazing.
If you guys... Edward, if you haven't ever seen... Did you see it?
Have you seen it?
You obviously haven't, because if you did, you would have said...
You can find it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, so Gwen did Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. And I have to tell you, it was so... At first, I thought, like, because Gwen hasn't been around musically, although she's obviously now on The Voice.
Right.
And, you know, she's like, for me, she's the ultimate rock star. But, like, you have to see what she did with it, because she didn't try to be funny.
Right.
She just said, I'm going to be Gwen. And she got out there and she did her Gwen thing that every other female artist right now is trying to do because they all want to be Gwen. Of course, because Gwen is the best.
Right.
But... She kind of, what she did last night is she kind of told everyone, stand back. I am here and I have not gone anywhere and I am the ultimate. I mean, it gave me chills.
I can't wait to watch it.
Why she inspires me, because she owns it.
Right.
And
she owns it. She's confident.
And she's one of those girls that she's got, you know, she has a personality where it's like, it's not like she's walking around like, I'm so confident. She's just Gwen.
She is. She rolls with it. Right. Oh,
yeah.
She is who she is.
So that's my answer.
Yeah. How's that, Edward?
I love No Doubt, and I love the Pussycat Dolls, and I'm sure you get asked all the time, but we are dying for another album.
A Pussycat Doll reunion? Yes.
Yes.
You probably get asked that every
week.
I do, love another album with Nicole and all the girls.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a possibility. Gwen, I mean, Nicole was on my podcast and actually mentioned that she would love to have a reunion, so... It definitely sparked a lot of people, like, especially in the UK. They're like, oh, a reunion. Yes. I saw Boy George the other night out. How amazing is that?
Yeah,
like,
amazing.
Just like saw. I'm like,
it's never
Boy
like
George.
You wouldn't miss him. Like, you'd be like, there's Boy
and
George.
It's not like he's around ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen him in person. And I, my mom's English and she just started talking to him because she's English. And
right.
I'm like, oh, my God. And they ended up connecting. But he said, when he realized it was me, he said, oh, please tell me there's going to be a reunion. There's got to be a reunion. I mean, the Pussycat Dolls, and he went on and on about it. And I was like,
crazy,
there you
fanatical.
Go. Yeah.
Be fanatical. It's
so,
true.
Yeah. So,
well, Edward, thank you for, you got to come, you're going to come to the dance class on September 22nd in West Hollywood.
Yes,
you're in West Hollywood.
I'm there.
So am I. So,
okay.
We're going.
Edward, I don't know what you look like, but you need to, you sound cute.
He does sound adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so find me. Come to the dance class. You are going to absolutely love it. It sounds like you would like to dance sexy.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Well, thanks, okay. Edward, for calling Sex with Emily.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye. God, people are crazy. God, my sister and my intern, they're like, oh, my God, they grew up with it. They love it.
I know.
I've always liked, but they're a little younger.
They're
12, as
yeah,
you would say.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I have, like, these fans.
It's amazing.
When you see it, if you come to the dance class,
I am. Not, I don't bullshit.
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
okay,
I'm literally, like, we're talking.
You said it here. You're coming.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the age range. There's women, like, you know, there's lots of boys and men. And, I mean, every type of person. And then there's like 11-year-old little girls standing
it's
in the front.
It's open to anybody. And it's a workout and dance kind
well,
of thing, or is it more dance?
It's dance, but it's a workout and dance. You'll see. It's the best workout.
It's the rooftop.
Ever.
On a rooftop.
It's on a rooftop. It's all open, and it's like you feel like you're in New York, and it's going to definitely be warm that day. Because I thought, oh my God, what if it rains that day? You know,
it doesn't rain. We're in drought, so we're good.
I know.
We're
exactly.
Good.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, that's right. It was 195 the other day.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God,
that
was crazy here.
Yeah.
I guess Las Vegas was, but I wasn't here.
But like you said, another thing I related to is.
Right.
I go to Vegas and I dress like I'm going to the snow.
Right.
Because it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Does it have to be that freezing?
No,
it
doesn't.
And
I can't even focus. And I'm talking to someone, I'm like, ugh.
I know.
So then I'm wearing a sweater the next day. I'm like, I bring my cute summer things.
I know.
Taking videos, and then I've got like,
yeah, I like run outside to like thaw out.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It drives me crazy. I have like bad moods over
Vegas
it.
Issues. I know, me too.
Do you have air conditioning in your house?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I mean, I do. Do you use it?
I do use it. Now I use it. I didn't in San Francisco for 20 years. You didn't need it, but here it's like I use it, but I still hate it.
I mean, this last week,
I hate the feel of air. I hate fans.
I know. The boy that I've been dating is like obsessed with it. He has to have the air on like 24/7, even if it's cold outside. And I'm like, so I'm like dressed like it's so not sexy. I'm wearing like a beanie.
Right.
And like a sweatshirt with a hood. And like, I'm dressed like
this. You're like, if you turn off the air,
exactly.
I'm much better looking.
I know. I'm like, sorry.
I know. Men are like, I think men, they don't get, because we get freezing. But I was at a meeting too the other day. Same thing. He wouldn't turn it down. And my teeth were chattering.
Oh my
he
God.
Like, yeah, I know. I keep it cold in here. I'm like, that's all you dick? Really? Like, turn it down.
Exactly. I just like to feel warm and. I like my muscles to feel warm. You know, I just want to feel like
I
feel hot when I'm hot. I feel hot when I'm hot.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
that's why we're in LA.
I feel cold when you're cold.
San Francisco was just, I mean, it was great for the time I was there, but this is just your warm all the time.
Yes.
Like, I didn't bring a sweater. I'm so happy.
Exactly.
So you're happy in that right now. You're busy.
Yeah.
And you're a guy and you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've really good stuff going on. I'm definitely, I'm busy. I feel like I have my hands in so many things all the time.
I know. It must be, you like it though. You like being busy. And we come back, I take a quick break, but I want to hear about like what you think is sexy and how we can men and women can learn to be sexy. Some of your tips. But
okay.
First, a shout out to my sponsors. So every day I hear from friends of mine that they want to start a website or a blog and they're just completely overwhelmed by it. But I have to tell you about Weebly.com. Weebly is the coolest concept. So it gives you the freedom to create a great website for whatever you want. Any idea you have, you can implement with a Weebly website. Weebly.com truly stands apart because it's easy to create your own high-quality site, your blog, online store, all by yourself. You like drag and drop. It's the easiest thing you've ever seen. You don't need any technical skills. You don't have to hire a developer. You drag and drop. Weebly makes sure that your website works perfectly on web and mobile. So no matter what kind of site you want for your business or your work, you want to sell online, do it now. Weebly knows that making an idea come to life is hard, but making a website for it should be easy. Create your free website today at Weebly.com. That's Weebly.com. Also, big shout out to my people at Good Vibes, goodvibes.com. It's Good Vibrations. They also have stores in San Francisco Bay Area. They carry the very best sex toy brands. They don't carry any of that schlocky stuff that you wouldn't want to put inside you, around you, or near you. It's all body-safe materials, and they know. They were at the show. I hung out with them this week, and there's some really cool stuff you can get there. The Vibratex, I love the girls with these little clitoral vibrators. They're adorable. You give them to girlfriends. They come in a little leather pouch, and they're just like great gifts, and they're like, they look like little people. I know that sounds really bad. They're like little balls, and they have these little flicker things at them. They're really, I can't explain.
They look like Weeble Wobbles?
Weeble Wobbles. It doesn't sound, they look like little girls. They're cute. That sounds
that
so.
That is horrifying.
Okay, I don't mean that. They're called the girls because the woman who made it, Shay, who started Vibratex, named it after her three best friends. They don't look like women, but they each have their different personalities. Like one is little things that rub against your clitoris, these little spikes. One is a little pointy top. They're vibrators.
I'm picturing Russian nesting
dolls. Oh my God, I'm totally getting in trouble here because I'm saying like girls and then I sound like a pedophile. I don't mean that at all. You also have to check out my favorite vibe.
Do you think anyone's ever used a Barbie? Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure, girls. I'm sure.
Yeah. Well,
I did.
And guys.
Yeah, I'm sure. The G.I. Joe.
Have you?
No, guys, I'm imagining. Wow.
Flashlight?
Yeah.
I got you a toy. I got a present, let's say, from ILS. Also, Uber Lube, my new favorite lube. If you want to get some lube, you can never have too much lube. And the WeVibe Tango, or any of the WeVibe products, which is great for partner sex. They've got the WeVibe 4 now, which is great. Check it all out. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibrations banner, see my favorite toys, and use coupon code Emily for a discount. That's what you got to do. Okay.
Like
you like it, even though you don't like toys. I would get you one, but you're not clear on the toys.
No, but
I would
get
you the girls' ones.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I will. You'll like them. It comes in a little pink pouch, and they're like, just fun.
I mean, no, I
You wouldn't turn away one.
No,
you
for
wouldn't
sure.
say, Emily,
no,
don't
wouldn't.
Give me a goddamn vibrator.
No, I'm very interested in it. But I was thinking more about the fact that was called the girls.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
You should get yourself. I mean, I get them all. They come in a pink leather pouch. They're really cute.
That's so cute.
I know.
I just always think, I'm always like branding. Like I think
you're right.
You know,
oh, well, we could
names
do something.
And,
we could do something together.
Blow up pussycat doll.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Note, blow up pussycat. Yeah. I don't know why you don't have that yet, because they'd probably be huge.
I know. Yes.
But it's like you're crossing the line. Like I've already crossed over. I'm not going to be senator, but you know, if you go there, no.
Exactly.
Blow up pussycat would be popular.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Robin, I want to talk about sexual confidence. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but you're obviously a very sexually confident woman. You couldn't do what you do, like on the stage, off. Like I saw you, like, you know, in the studio when I was doing podcasts, and you just like, it was like in the morning, like you're gorgeous, that's why you carry yourself. Like you're beautiful, you have style, all that stuff. And I'm wondering, like, do you have tips, like how you can cultivate, like we touched on it earlier, but like a healthy sense of sexual confidence, for men and for women.
It is exactly. It is for both, and it is about having, having a healthy sense of confidence and learning.
Yeah, and I know we kind of touched on it, but even if you have a story about like someone you work with, maybe that like wasn't at the beginning, and you kind of taught them that.
Absolutely,
like, I feel like you teach these, you mold them.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
what are
there's
some tricks,
you know,
and ticks.
Yeah,
what are some?
I mean, this is even like a good example of just how dancing. And I have to say, dancing can make you feel, it just gives you this, you don't have to be a professional dancer, but I mean, it gives you this feeling of, you feel alive.
Right.
I've worked with a lot of different celebrities, and I would say a lot of them really have a similar story, but one I would say is, Gwyneth Paltrow. I worked with her on a film called View from the Top.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. And,
she was a stewardess.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And with Christina Applegate, who's also a really good friend of mine. And I just remember I came in, I was the choreographer, and I didn't know Gwyneth at the time. And I remember her like walking in, and the second that she walked in, she had this sort of, and this is before she was into her kind of her whole thing now,
right.
With, you know, how she's always worked out.
Right.
She's always had the most amazing body. But I think at that time, she it made her so afraid. Like she walked in and she was like, it was almost like she was just this sort of like, it was stone, you know.
Right,
she
right,
she
right.
looked at me like, no way.
I'm not dancing.
You are not going to get me to dance. I don't dance. I never danced.
No way. Who would have thought that?
I know. And it wasn't. It wasn't a bad vibe. It was just, she was such a nice person, but she was like, I just need you to know that.
Right.
And so she was, she had that, and it's not that she wasn't confident. Obviously
right.
she's very
right.
confident, but she was definitely.
It's about dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She walked in and was like letting me know, like, just so you know, obviously you're going to be choreographing it, but I am going to kind of like be over here. and that was like our sort of it wasn't conversation in front of a bunch
right.
of people. So anyway, cut to, I taught the choreography and I did it how I do it, where I teach, you know, everyone how to dance.
Right.
Anyone can learn how to dance. And I helped her become confident in, you know, as, I mean, she's a woman who does what she does, and we see her and we're like, you know, we're also
right.
inspired
right.
by her, but this is something that she was definitely afraid of. And I remember to this day, after we did the whole thing, she learned everything. She was like, she had tears. Like she was, I mean, she was so
like,
emotional.
Oh, right. She's like 30 something, never danced.
Yeah. And she looked at me and she said, oh my God, I never in a million years would have thought that I can do this. And it gave her a different,
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. Like
that.
It gave her this different kind of feeling, you know what I mean? And for the, you know, for what we were doing, and she felt confident in learning, you know, the, just the simple, they were simple
right.
steps. Not like she was doing these crazy steps, but still, I think, you know, I think part of the lesson is just, you know, everyone is afraid
right.
and knowing that even someone like Gwyneth Paltrow or, you
I
know,
I love that. See, that's
yeah,
a perfect story.
Gwen, all these girls. I mean, you know, I've worked with so many and,
yeah, who are, you've worked with Cameron Diaz, right?
Yeah, Cameron. Well, Cameron is, she's
it.
Born, she got it. That girl's
right,
got it.
Yeah.
God, I don't think she's afraid of anything. I mean,
no.
But she's like the hottest, and
right.
she's someone who teaches me about confidence. I would say, you know, I'm also very good friends with Kim Kardashian, and Kim is someone who is very honest about, like, she's like, I don't dance. Okay,
she doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't think she would dance.
But she's,
okay.
but she's, you know, but Kim is. I think that she's grown into her confidence, and she is truly, I mean, she's a beautiful person, you know, inside and out, honestly. And she's been such a great friend to me and the most loyal friend. And, you know, she has a fear
right.
of, she wants to be able to dance, but she's honest about it, but she finds confidence in other ways. You know what
right.
I mean? So she's not,
but
she,
have you worked with her? Or have you been like, Kim, come
oh,
on.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've, you know, she actually did the bathtub scene in, the Pussycat Dolls show in Vegas.
Did? Oh, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. She did that. And she did, and then she did like a whole MC thing, but I made sure to get her in the bathtub, which involves choreography.
Right.
And I knew that she could do it. And she was telling me, I am never going to be able to do this. And I knew she could. I mean, it, you know.
See, okay, this is amazing.
And
I
she
love
was,
this.
Yeah.
These are not, so people can just take, if they're not in LA and they can't take your, what would you suggest them? Are there
right.
any, like DVDs? Or
yeah,
things
I mean, I have my Pussycat Dolls DVDs. I have two of them.
And they're absolutely
I'm going to send them to you.
Okay.
And they are, definitely can teach you a lot. The one that I'm planning to do next would be more of this concept that is, you know, there's a lot of different ways to teach people, but the DVDs are so much fun, and you just pop them in your, you know,
right.
computer, and you can just, I have a little 3-minute perfect workout. P-U-U-R-R-R.
I love it, of course.
Perfect workout.
The branding.
Yes, exactly. And, all of those little things can help you. I mean, I do things like, okay, when I'm in the bathroom and it's nighttime and I have like my hair up in a bun and, you know, I'm brushing my teeth and putting my mask on and getting ready for, like I said, not looking so sexy before bed. Or especially when I'm alone,
right.
I do all these things.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
like, okay, now
things.
I can, yeah, right?
Right?
This is what we do.
Yeah.
So as I'm brushing my teeth, I do these like little like squat, I call them squat lifts. So squat, lift.
So
you just like do a little squat and you kind of lift to the right, lift to the left, lift to the right. And you just squat. But you have to squat and then go up, squat, go up. And it's great for the booty and it's great for your thighs. And I do those kind of things. And then I do these things called waist cinchers. So they actually do cinching
you
your
look,
waist.
You have to see this. She looks amazing.
I do these.
We'll have these. We're going to do a little
yes,
video after.
We will, for sure. Yeah. So I do these things all the time. You can do them all around your house. Just always do something. You
be
know
moving.
What I mean? Even
right.
if you get
like
up and you walk.
I weights in my house. And
yeah.
I like sometimes I'm just like have weights. I'll be sitting there and I'll just like use my weight. Like whatever it is.
Yes.
Like, I like the squat idea.
Yes. Cardio is extremely important. I mean, and you know, eating right, lots of water, all of that, but doing all of these little things,
that's
will
really
yeah,
smart.
Sure, yeah.
Those little things you feel like I don't have time. It's
yeah.
like take the stairs
and
squats are the best. Actually,
squats,
and stairs and squats.
Yes,
the whole thing.
And then the sit-ups before you when you're in, you know, listen, you got to lay down to go to bed. You're already lying down. You got to lie down and do sit-ups. Just do them there. Do them when you wake up. You know, do like just say to yourself, I'm going to do 30 to you know 50 sit-ups before I go to sleep. And when I wake up,
oh, that's
and I
so smart.
Guarantee you,
but in your bed, isn't there like not enough Doesn't matter. You can still do it.
Whatever.
Okay, done.
You're
I'm
still
doing
it.
Like doing
I mean,
tonight,
you still.
I haven't worked out in a week. I've been in Vegas. Yeah. I feel like I'm like.
And then stretch your legs while you're at it, so you can get that stretch. Because you know you got to stretch.
Stretching is so important.
Stretching is so important because if you don't, you're gonna shrink.
Right. It is true.
We don't want to shrink.
Shorter as we get older.
Yeah.
But here's such the thing that you said that's so interesting. That so much about I think the confidence that you get from because being a good dancer. Is all about being in touch with your body.
It's so true.
And like if you learn to move,
connecting.
You feel sexy
yes.
by learning a move. It feels empowering to be able to do it and you just feel sexy and you become connected to your body, which is what women need to have the most fulfilling sex. If you are disconnected and you're in your mind
exactly.
or you're thinking about your left breast is bigger than your right breast,
right.
which no one knows but you, you're not going to have good sex. And you're not going to have an orgasm.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be fun.
And, you know, there's a way you start feeling a difference in your body in the way that you know, you arch your back a little bit more, you know, like you stick out the booty a little more. Maybe you pull your shoulders back a little more.
Okay, so
you lift, you feel taller and all of those things, you know, make a better line that we call it like in dancing, like, you know, look at I always say, you look at the bodies that you want. You want to have a dancer body, look at the ballerinas, look at the, you know, just dancers in general. And there's all these little things that you can do to get, you know, to get that kind of body or to get on the road to getting that
That's
kind of
true.
Body.
That's a great
and you
point.
Might be born with that long, lean body already, but you know, you want to get the dancer muscles and you want to also, like you were saying, you know, when you're in bed and you want to, you know, feel
yeah.
more confident, feel more sexy. I think dancing out of everything can give you that, you know, that sort of great feeling right in the middle down here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
where you need it. And we hold like a lot of memories and emotions.
Yes.
So, like, this is why yoga. Like, do you ever take yoga? Like, I cry. And
yeah.
Like,
it's emotional.
Sometimes.
Dancing is emotional. That's
it
why,
is.
You know, look at Dancing with the Stars. There's a reason why they all cry after, you know what I mean? It's not just like TV. And I mean, it really truly makes you feel so emotional,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know that I feel like that all the time. And I'm, you know, I'm literally like every day I'm my assistant Sarah
right.
said to me, she's like, you're always saying you're so sore. And I'm like, that's my body is always sore
right.
constantly because I'm always doing something. Even if I'm not in dance class,
you're doing squats when you're brushing your teeth, right?
But I'm doing sexy squats. Now there's a difference between squat, like, you know, like
we're
guys
do. We're
going
to do a little video after, just
yes.
like a little minute tease and
yeah.
you're going to show
whatever,
me some moves.
Whatever kind of workout you do, you got to make it sexy.
Right.
And like when you go to the gym, you know, it's not like you have to get dressed up and look like you're going, like you're, you know,
right.
Beverly Hills Housewife. But when I go to the gym, it's like I just that's me, and I think that every woman should do this. Just
right.
you know, put whatever it is. Just you know,
and posture is important. You said that's like so
posture is important. You know, and look at, you know, to get inspired, look through go and get, you know, Vogue magazine or, you know, or Self magazine or whatever that is, and get inspired by thing when you put clothes on. You know, even whether you have great clothes or you only. You know, whether you can afford them
right.
or you can't, there's always a way to, you know, make yourself feel a little bit better. And every day
right.
building that confidence and doing things that, you know, you have to, but you have to look around you to get inspired.
That's a really
you know?
Good point. Cause a lot of people look around and they go, oh, she's, I can't look at it. But really,
no, there's other ways.
Like inspiring,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
like,
you
get out of your head with that and be like, that's something I admire. What beauty she has.
Yeah. Now with
I
Instagram, you know, you can, I mean, I go, I'm like, going and looking at
right.
bloggers and you know, I get so inspired by the littlest things. It's not like I'm going and shopping.
Like what was the last thing that really inspired you?
I mean, I like, oh God, I mean, everything from, it might be a pair of jeans. I might just see, honestly, I might see a girl in a pair of jeans that looks so good on her body. And I go, why do those look great on her body? And maybe I wear those jeans and maybe they don't look as good on mine.
Right.
And I do little things like, oh, okay. She's got long legs, so she can put them on and it looks great on her long leg. And
right.
I don't have that long leg. So I do things like I need to cut the bottom of my jeans so they're not baggy at the ankle.
Right.
Because that's not sexy.
Not sexy.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Why, right, exactly.
Little things like that. You know, now girls are, you know, ripping them. And I actually do that myself.
Right.
And
I have a pair of ripped jeans.
Yeah. But
it's coming
you
back.
Can do that. But you can do that on your own. You can
right.
do all these little things that help create, you know, even like certain t-shirts. Sometimes I, you know, I'll pin the back a little bit because I want to like show, you know, accentuate maybe my waist a little.
Yeah, find parts of your body that you love, that you feel good about.
Exactly.
And accentuate them, work for them.
Yeah,
work
and the more them. You like study those kind of things, I mean, I have like my brain just works that way, but I think that you can kind of train yourself to do that. And if you just, you know, spend some time looking around, if you feel like you want to, you know, just get inspired and maybe that will help build confidence. I mean, right. I think it does. It's not all about how you look all the time, but it's about how you feel.
Yeah. But you say every woman has like an inner pussycat doll.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is that the same kind of thing you're talking about that you could bring that out?
Absolutely. It's all about, you know, the confidence that I know that every woman has inside and you know, it's about, also trust. When I work with someone, I make sure that they trust me and that they know that I will never make them look bad and never do anything to
me. I can tell you're like a girl's girl.
Yeah, I'm really caring. You know, I do. I care about people so much, and I care that for each person that I work with, I mean, you know, listen, celebrity or not celebrity. I mean, I work with a lot of girls, you know, that are just dancers that also may have that same thing. I just did the Emmys. I choreographed Weird Al's.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I choreographed that whole
huge.
Number. Yeah, it was great.
He's everywhere now. That's
yeah,
great.
I know. So great. And it was the second time I did the Emmys. The first one I did with Jimmy Fallon, I did the whole opening number for him. And when he did like all the...
Yes.
Yeah, the like...
You're everywhere.
Tina Fey and everyone.
Oh,
it was
God.
So much fun. So this
You're
one,
busy.
I hired all these beautiful girls. And to be honest, I mean... some of them I had to pull it out of them, and I realized like, wow, like you're, you know, I hired you based on the way you
right.
look, but also, you know, I needed really good, solid dancers that had been really, that were trained.
Right.
And there were a few that definitely had a harder time doing what I needed them to do, you know,
a whole nother level.
Yeah, just owning it and, you know, feeling confident. You're on stage, you're dancing in front of, you know, every huge movie star right
like
in front
Oprah's
of you.
Staring at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're right in front
You're
of
like,
you. And
there's Oprah.
Yeah, and so
better not have her judge you.
Exactly. And here we are. She's, you know, we're in rehearsal. And if you're not confident here, you are not going to be when you're sitting there and, you know.
So what do you just have to keep training them and keep.
Yeah, it's just
you
about.
Know how to work with them and tell this one needs this kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get up and I'll show them.
I want to see you dance.
This is the way you do it. But right. it's also about. Inspiring them and you know, I think instilling just, you know, the confidence that I have in them.
Right.
So I am telling
you
them.
You believe them that they can do
I
it.
I believe in you. Exactly. Like, I know you can do it. And I know that, you know, I would never look at anyone and just think, sorry, you're never going to get that. It's like, you know, if that's my job, I have to make
and
sure.
And no matter what age either, right? Because we... have people listening of all ages. It doesn't matter.
It's
what it is.
It's the way, you know, it's just, it's the way that you do it. It's the way, I mean, you know, if we're talking about actually like teaching someone how to do it, like I'm going to teach you how to dance and you'll see. But it's about trusting each other. And, for anyone that, you know, maybe says, I don't have the means to go to a dance class like this because the classes that I'm talking about, they're not everywhere right now.
Right.
And we are talking about putting them out there in this way. But, you know, there are things that you can do for your body to feel sexier and feel more confident. Like we were saying, you know, brushing your teeth, doing
right.
the squat lifts,
I'm
all
totally
those
doing that tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't work out all
just,
day.
And you know what? You can also make up things on your own that, are, you know, that are just that you, it's almost like you have to touch your body. Okay. Don't be afraid of your body. You got to
right.
touch your body, touch, you know, your thighs, your buns, your, you know, your hips. And maybe you have a little bit too much. You have like the muffin top and all
right.
that. So you have to kind of like move around and see where the, you know, how your muscles are moving. So if you're staring at your body and you go, okay, if I move this way, it's going to, this muscle is, you know, is being worked.
Right.
And then
and
if I go this
I,
way,
right.
this muscle, and then you can create almost your own moves.
I love this.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
if you, it's not like you have to do what everybody else is doing because you might do squats and your thighs might get bigger and that's not what you want.
Oh,
so you have to do things.
Cool.
I know. It's kind of, but you have to do things that are, that work for your body and you can feel it if you really focus. You know, I've made up a million of my own moves.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how did you, but you first got into it because of like you were burlesque dancing or you loved burlesque?
I just always loved to dance since I was very young.
So
and
young,
I,
like how old?
Yeah. I mean, So my niece is seven. I started dancing. I started actually like finding out that I actually loved it when I was nine. With my niece, I know that, you know, she goes in and out of, like, she does hip hop and then she does ballet and she does all these different things. And I keep telling her, you know, you're going to have to get focused. And yes, you can do all those different things, but you have to love all of them. Like when I started really training to become a professional dancer, I had to take a million ballet classes and love it. A million jazz classes and love it. You know, street, all these different. At that time, we called it street. Now it's hip-hop.
Hip-hop, right.
But I worked so hard, and I was not one of those dancers that would walk in and be like,
you were like preternaturally, like you had to train.
I was in the back. And I still, to this day, it's like I watch everyone else, and that's how I get inspired. I'm not like, you know, now I go in the front of some of the classes because I'm confident.
You're teaching.
But let me tell you something. When I'm in dance class, I honestly do. I lose confidence sometimes. Even when I'm teaching, I have to say, like when I get up.
Did I just say that? They didn't get that. Did I say left? I meant right. Right.
Yeah. And they're all looking at you and staring at you. I mean, it's scary.
It's scary.
It's not easy, you know? So it's like,
I sit behind a microphone. No one can see me right now.
Right. No, but well, think about like even when you first started
terrified when I first started live. I was live.
It's scary. I mean, even now it's like, I came in, I would say when we first started, of course it's like, I think when you have the butterflies in your stomach, when you have that feeling of a little bit nervous, I actually think it's a really good thing. And it's because you love it and you can turn that into a positive thing as opposed to, you know, I'm too scared and I could never do this. You know,
I was just saying this to somebody, a friend of mine, that she's like, I'm really scared. I'm really nervous. I'm like, that's when you grow.
Exactly. That's when you grow.
When you are scared and you are nervous and you got the butterflies, you're about to grow.
Exactly.
Because how often do you have that experience? Not very often. So we don't think we can deal with it.
Well,
but if you persevere and you push through it, then you learn something new. You grew. You survived. You didn't die. You're there. You know?
Yeah.
Push
it's like,
yourself.
Right. People that think like, I have really nothing else to learn. I've learned all the dance that I can learn. I've learned all that. I don't need to work on my voice. I don't need to. Or anything you're doing.
Even
or
work,
acting
right.
or whatever it is. Or work. Any kind of work. I don't need to learn. Everyone wants to learn. We love to learn. You know, that makes makes your brain, you know, keeps
so
your brain healthy.
So you're never done. I mean, you're
never.
Still learning. You're still dancing every day.
Oh, my God. I love it. And I want to, you know, I always have this, like, dream. I want to perform on stage and
haven't
do,
you
like,
though,
Chicago.
You really haven't stopped teaching?
Well, I performed in the Pussycat Dolls.
Right.
Yeah, I was in the group.
Right, you were
in
the group.
Actually really in the group.
Right.
For
how long
for
were you
long
in the
term.
Group?
For, like, 10 years.
Oh, you were in. Mm-hmm. Okay, got
yeah.
it.
So
that's
all
I
the
thought.
Club shows, I was a part of. You know, I was one of the girls.
Right.
And then when I turned it into the recording group, I took myself out, and it was a big decision, big deal
to take
for me.
Out,
yeah,
right?
Because I had to make a decision. Like, you know, now this is business, and I knew that it was going to be hard because all of a sudden I was sitting back and looking at all the girls and feeling. You know, it wasn't like a jealousy thing. It was like. I know that that's what I've always wanted, but at the same time, my brain has always worked on the business side. Like I'm, you know, that's just
how
I am.
No, but that's amazing because it's not easy to be the artist and the business person, which I've had to learn the hard way when I kept just thinking, oh, I'm just going to show people love my show. I'll just make money. It'll roll in. No, you got to shift your brain.
Yes.
I wasn't thinking like that.
Yes.
The first, you know,
and use what,
long time in my show, a very long time until I had no money. I was like, okay, I got to focus on business, but
right.
it's not natural. But you have to create, to be an artist and to make a living. So how do you think, what was the pivotal moment? Like how did Pussycat Girls become such an amazing success and still are?
I think that, you know, it was the combination of when you have women that love what you do, it's definitely a key to success because women are loyal. Women will stick with you. No pun intended.
Right.
That was one of our songs. Stick with you.
But
I had the women in the palm of my hand. You know
mean
what I mean?
The women, the audience.
The females.
The females.
Yes.
Girls, right.
Yes. The audience.
They loved it. Right.
They,
crazy.
The fans.
Crazy. Right.
Crazy. And they wanted to be, they wanted to, they saw something that they identified with.
What do you think that was?
And that was confidence.
Confidence.
And just sexy, sexual, all of that, what it all means, you know, so women, you know, all of our female audience would look at it and go, I either know what it is, I want to find out what it is. I feel like I've never had it. I want to find it again.
Right, it's aspirational.
It's aspirational. All of the above. So it's something that we really, you know, I really connected into that world, and they identified with us.
Amazing.
We identified with them.
I mean, it's still
and
going.
I made them feel like they could be, they really could actually be a Pussycat Doll. And that's always been my intention, you know,
right.
to make them feel that way. And then the men, I would say, are easy.
Right. The men are easy.
The
why?
Men are easy.
Oh, because they just love watching.
Hot girls.
Exactly.
Dancing and showing it. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're in corsets and
exactly.
garters and fishnets.
Anderson,
and
did you watch Pussycat Dolls?
Yes.
Too many clothes.
Anderson. Oh. That's so not you.
See, that was the part that, that was where I got smart, though. Because, yeah. You know, everyone else was taking off their clothes. And I was like, well, how about this? I'm going to take Pussycat Dolls to Vegas and we're going to do shows where we're going to tease.
Oh, so you kind of
looking at me like, no.
Are you flattered by all the imitations? Because, I mean, it's really back. And I'm sure that you could, you know, pat yourself on the back for that one, right?
I know, right?
So
I look
many.
At it and I'm like, really? You know. But I don't know if has there ever been one that's been.
Who do you think?
I mean, I don't know. Don't ask me because actually, you know what? The wife would probably love to go to see these things. She just doesn't have time. But
yeah.
Yeah,
see,
I'll be. Come back in a year and I'll know more.
Yeah, the wife. So that's why also what's successful is like, you know, the
couples
wife goes.
Can go.
Couples can go. The wife feels safe. The men are safe because, you know, my girls are. They're all nice girls. They're hot. They're hot, but they're nice.
You
and
make
you're
them
a good
nice.
Boss. You make them
exactly.
nice, though, because you're a nice person.
Well, I make
you
sure.
You encourage them.
Yeah.
You're obviously a good business manager, a good manager, a good boss, which is important.
It
so
is.
They respect you. And, I mean, that's. I think that a lot of the sex can be attributed to sex. Success. Everything's
sex.
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 Have you ever gone to, like,
that's
one
good.
Of the cheap imitators and kind of, like, sat in the back and just to kind of see what's going
yes,
on?
Yes, of course I have. I.
Does it make you feel better about everything you're doing?
I just look at it and I go, and I think, you know, there's that thing that they that I hate saying it, but it's true. It's like they don't have that that thing is I've worked my ass off
right.
for so many years, not saying that, you know, a lot of those people
right.
out there haven't, but I've done, I think when people ask me like, well, what is it that's so different about what you've done, and my brain has created something that's like a hybrid of so many different genres and inspirations from, you know, as far as music, like from punk rock music to rock and roll to, you know, burlesque to, you know, bump and grind.
So
I put it all. Yeah, I put it all in there.
Secret recipe.
Yeah. I know.
But no one could do what she's done at all.
But
she's,
then
she's
taking yeah, and then taking like the choreography and putting it not, you know, not always putting like the sexy choreography with like the sexy song. You know, maybe the sexy choreography goes with the song. You'd be like, whoa,
right.
I would have never thought that, or vice versa. So I keep mixing it up and keep changing it and doing all these kind of like weird things that, and bringing in the, you know, celebrities didn't hurt.
Speaking of which, is there one like superstar celebrity that's on your wish list that you would love to work for?
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, that'd be
I mean,
and
she,
how's that gone?
Kind of,
have you tried?
I mean, it's obvious because she's, you know, she's Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
She knows that I would like that, but no, we haven't. It hasn't been like a Jennifer.
Right.
I need you to do this, but I always think that one day, hopefully soon, if I do the Pussycat Dolls like story, you know, it's a great story.
It is, yeah.
Oh my God! I mean, if
are
we
you
had,
thinking like Broadway?
If
I wish we had
like
more time,
if we had 40 hours, it's the most insane story. I mean, it's not just like, you know, Belt Girl Group and
right.
then, you know,
nothing.
I mean,
right.
so many crazy things, but there's actually an E! True Hollywood Story
is
on
there?
It, but it stopped too early. You know what I mean?
Right. There wasn't
they didn't, well, yeah, they didn't continue the story. So, I always think that I do want to do like a Broadway show of the, you know, story from the beginning, like from my point of view, like from my girl,
from your
the girl
days
that yeah,
how you
had this,
conceived of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, or like a film. So I always think Jennifer Lopez would be the perfect girl to play me.
Oh my God.
You know?
We should just send that out into the universe.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
we're going to make that happen. That's a good question. Okay. We only have a few more minutes, but I want to know, I have so many more questions for you, but what about for men? Like what's the thing that you find sexist in a man? Like, is it the way, I mean, yes, we might say confidence. That's one thing, but like,
yeah.
is it the way, how could we, what can you tell men about getting more confident? How do you explain that? I was like, what do you mean, Emily? I'm like, I try.
I think, I mean, what I love about a confident man that, in my eyes, confidence is. And I have three brothers that are definitely confident, you know, like
older, younger,
in different ways. The two older and one younger, okay. But you know, they all, the younger one acts like he's
right.
You know, my father. Right. But they're all very confident. I think that it's about kind of just like, oh God, it's so hard to explain.
I know. Be comfortable.
And just kind of.
Can they do squats when they're brushing their teeth?
Even. I mean, dressing for, you know, dressing is very important, the way that they dress. But I like a guy who just wears the most simple t-shirt that just happens to hang on his body in the right way, but he
didn't spend more time getting ready than you did.
Exactly. He just throws on the t-shirt, throws on the right pair of jeans. He's got the, you know, whether they're sneakers or, I mean, really casual. And of course I like a man in a beautiful suit as well.
I love the suit.
And I do love, I mean, I like guys that have a sense of style, that really understand style and know how to put it together without, like, you know, working at it so hard. But I like to go shopping with my guy. And
redo them? Redress them?
I got you this cool t-shirt. It's like, I know.
Sense of style.
Yeah,
like
things like that. But I also like a guy who can tell me what looks good. There aren't many guys out there that have been able to do that.
One of my guys that I was dating, he'd come over and I just did my jean thing. I'm like, I got 50 pairs of jeans. I got to get rid of half of them. How's my ass in this?
Exactly.
He loved it. He'd sit on my bed drinking wine. He's like, I like that. I don't like that. I'm like, that's all I need because my girlfriends aren't going to tell me.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's
they
sexy.
Lie.
But
yeah,
that's sexy to me.
Do sexy fashion shows.
Exactly.
And
you know?
Come over for a sexy fashion show. Yeah. And then play with my sex toys.
That guy must have been gay.
No, he's not gay. He has good taste. He's awesome.
Robin, to answer your question.
Yeah.
I know it probably seems too easy, but Catherine Zeta-Jones just seems like she'd be the perfect fit, right?
Well, she would, but she did Chicago, and so she kind of already did that. But right.
That's
I'm
why
not
it's
saying,
kind of an easy choice, but it seems like
but
a good
she's
fit.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yes.
She was so good. Okay.
Yeah, there's so many. Now you're gonna go home, you're going to be like, wait, I have the perfect. So if you happen to see her on the street, whoever it is.
I'll tell her.
Tell her. To contact me.
Okay. Robin, we can find you at robinanton.com. Mm-hmm. Your Twitter is robinantonpcd, as in Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
And then robinanton Instagram.
Yes.
And then also Groove 3 Summer Rooftop Dance Series. We'll have it on my site as well. That
yep.
starts on the 22nd of September in LA. And
yeah. Get there at 7. Class starts at 7:30. And it is going to be so much fun.
Oh my God,
and
I can't wait.
You,
Anderson,
you're going to come too, right?
I'll be there.
And bring your
Lady.
Wife. Yeah, it's a pipe dream, but yeah.
Okay. I love it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I had so much fun. Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
Come back again.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Yay. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And download my podcast as you can subscribe on iTunes. You never miss another show again. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey guys, have you ever heard of a massage candle? Well, it looks like a regular candle, but it instantly turns into massage oil after you light it. It's aromatherapy, smells amazing. But you're thinking, why do I need a massage candle? Well, massage gets your partner in the mood. We're talking all about body confidence and relaxing. We have so much tension in our bodies. You can relax your body, your partner's body, set the mood. And for my listeners, this is all I got to say to this. This is directly to me. Dear Emily, my girlfriend was skeptical at first, but I agreed to try the warm oil on me first, and she gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated, and we had amazing sex. She could not stop talking about how good the candle smells, how great the massage oil feels, and I'm convinced that the scent in the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex we have faced lately. I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com. Okay, so Anderson, I'm getting a new car, and in the past, I have to tell you that when I got my last car, I was actually dating this guy. I didn't like him very much, but I kept sleeping with him just so he would help me buy the car.
In the car?
No, I needed a new car, and I'm not great at car shopping. I'm a chick. They want to take advantage of me. I don't have the time.
Oh, they see you guys coming.
I know. Yeah. So I said to him, I was like, hey, would you take me car shopping? And he was like really into it because he wanted to date me.
He wanted to prove that he's a man.
Exactly. So
did he get you a good deal, though?
He got me a really bad deal.
You thought it was a good deal at the time.
I thought it was a good deal.
Everyone thinks it's a good deal at one point or another when that guy's going back and he's like, like, let me talk to my manager and see if that's doable. And then they come back, they're like, it's doable. But you have no idea. You have no clue.
And then you're going crazy and you're talking to a million places. So TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. And I'm using it to get my new car right now. TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features are not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Anderson, it's so friggin' easy.
It just takes the guesswork.
You just plug in the car you want, and then you get the price, and then the whole thing.
There's no more haggling.
Nothing.
I'm a terrible haggler. I'm not an agent.
I know.
I'm not an agent.
TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, you go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for, which is so cool. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, so simple. You print out your TrueCar savings certificate, take it to a TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.